What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I was in the car today, driving around town, and I heard this. And I was like, dude, Rollo Tomasi is telling you how to, or he's telling you to like sign up for his course, and same thing with Tate and all these other PUAs. I'm like, sign up for their course to be able to make money and all this other shit. And they never explain to you how to do it. It's just a bunch of feel-good bullshit, right? And this whole time I've been telling people, you guys have skills in your trade. Figure out a way how to side hustle with it. I want to check this out.
Also diversified by side hustling. Guys, a lot of you are very talented in whatever you do, right? You have talents. A lot of the things that I did early on at Fieldcraft Survival were based on those talents, and I took advantage of them, integrating into marketing, technology, social media, and understanding how business would benefit me. If you're spending 4 hours on Instagram every day, then why don't you allocate 3 hours and 45 minutes to running a side hustle to make yourself more revenue. With all the ease of setting up a business, whether it's an application, the business structure even, Shopify, which it's crazy that I'm even plugging Shopify after they kicked me off the platform. But you could get these businesses set up relatively easy and side hustle. You got a hobby that you enjoy, you got an eBay account, whatever it is. Do something that you love, but make an extra couple thousands of dollars of income to benefit you in your situation financially. So if you're spending money from your income on things that are digging a hole deeper in financial debt, which is about $38,000 for the average American, man, offset those costs by making more revenue through a side hustle.
There you go. I said this shit over and over and over again. I'm like fucking dumbfounded because people still keep signing up for. I look at Rollo Tomasi's videos, right, on his live streams, and there's fucking thousands of idiots just tuned in. Here's the biggest problem that we have is nobody wants to fucking help each other in this community. Nobody wants to like mentor each other. Nobody wants to give each other a heads up, or like it just baffles me. We're just sitting with this fucking rage, and I mean, don't get me wrong. Every man should have their time to heal. Every man should have their time to vent. Every man should have their time to get over the shit, right? But we don't help each other. We don't turn to each other. I just wanted to show you this because there's other men out there who are doing the exact same shit I'm saying on a better platform with better studio quality with fucking this guy's a former Green Beret. Just teaching people exactly what Pop is teaching, like doing prepping, learning how to barter, learning how to navigate, learning how to do all these things aside from shooting, right? Same thing with Vigilance Elite. And Vigilance Elite, what he opened me up to, Sean Ryan, should I say, what he opened me up to was a whole nother world of people. It was funny. I finally came up to this epiphany that it's funny because underneath all that body armor, underneath all those fucking CAGS helmets and fucking behind all that bling on the fucking rifle, behind that fucking, that stealthy badass is just a fucking guy that just wants to drink and hang out with his buddies and just live his life. Because they talk about their fears, they talk about the shit that they saw, they just talk about things that fucked them up, they talk about all this stuff, right? They talk about the things that fucked them up. Same thing with Pop. And I realized, dude, those guys are no different than me. Then how the fuck can, how come I can't be as fucking great as them? Why? Because I didn't serve? Like, there's this guy, right? This fucking punk ass, like, another Green Beret. But this time he's shitting on people. Oh, you're on Instagram posting pictures of you in your fucking uniform. Or you're in, what did he say? You're in all camos with your tactical gear playing fucking soldier. You never served. And then David Goggins on the flip side, right? He's like, dude, you don't need a fucking uniform to be a bad motherfucker. You just need to put in the work. So you got one guy shitting on you. And it doesn't matter what branch of the military he was from. And then you got David Goggins who's trying to lift you up. But he's telling you the same shit that I told you. You gotta put in the work. You gotta look at yourself in the mirror. You got to. And I'm telling you, dude, there's gonna be fucking people out there that are gonna tear you the fuck down. Like that army guy that I just told you about. I don't know his name. I don't want to fucking go back and look at the video because he really pissed me off with that. It was like a whole 15-minute video of him just saying, you're never going to be as good as me. Which is very atypical of fucking, you know, alpha males. As a matter of fact, David Goggins said it so himself. He's like, dude, I used to idolize these motherfuckers on TV. And then when I joined the SEALs, I was like, bro, these people are nothing. All they did was just do a few extra exercises. They're no fucking tougher and harder than anybody else. Anybody can do this shit. And when he said that, it broke the fucking spell. And this happened to me a long time ago. I remember I was at a bar called Bastards, and a fucking Army Ranger came in, right? A Delta. I don't know if he was a Tier 1. I shouldn't say he's a Delta. But he came in, Army Ranger, and he had Army Ranger, you know, on his hat. And I was like, hey, what's up, man? And we had a conversation or whatever. And then one of my hot-ass lesbian friends came over. This was when I was making friends with chicks. I don't do it anymore. Don't say that, like, oh, you're contradicting yourself. I was a different guy back then. The fucking chick sits down right next to me. She gives me a hug and a kiss on the side of the cheek. She's like, how you been, sweetheart? And I was like, ah, I've been doing good. How about you? And he's getting pissed off, right? Because he sees me and he thinks she's flirting with me. And he's pissed off because he can't get, you know, he can't get her or whatever. But she's a lesbian, so I kind of understood that. Any case. Oh, man. Dude. The guy fires off with, he fired off with something like, why the fuck are you acting so office? And I looked at him, I was like, excuse me? And he's like, bro, you're acting like you're so fucking, like, whatever the fuck. And I was like, bro, who the fuck are you? And he's like, who the fuck am I? I'm, you know, and then he fucking, you know, gave me his rank and his fucking unit, his former unit and all this other shit. And he goes, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, bro. And I stood up and I took off my jacket and I'm like, I'm fucking nobody and I got nothing to live for. Like, let me tell you something. I got nothing to lose. You should be fucking scared of me. And he's like, well, you better fucking respect me because I served in the fucking United States Army. Blah, blah. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, he's one of those, right? And I was like, hey, thank you for your service, sir. But you're still a piece of shit. He fucking just like shook his head like, what the fuck? And when I realized he wasn't going to do shit, I sat back down and he sat back down and then he came by later and apologized. And then I apologized to him. We had a beer. We talked it out. We squashed it. Yeah, he was having a hard time. Something really bad happened to his family. But that's my point. is like, there's going to be pieces of shit that are going to try to tear you down. And I used to believe that people in the military, all of them were fucking noble people. No. It really opened my eyes to see, like, there's actually a select, Crenshaw's one of them. He's a piece of shit. Complete fucking piece of shit. And for those of you who don't know, again, just like watching a podcast, once you watch it long enough, you start to see the hiccups of another person's character. You start to see as a matter of fact, some guy told me, I was chastising and like belittling and shit like that. And you know what, man? Like, I'm not for everybody. I'm not. And I'm definitely not for that guy. Because that's like the second time he's criticized me. I don't know when he's going to get it, but my point is like, you need to look at yourself in the mirror, man. And you need to figure out who you are and fuck what anybody else thinks. I had to realize I was a piece of shit. Still building on myself. Whatever weaknesses I have, I fucking work that shit out. And I strengthen those weaknesses, or I use those weaknesses to my advantage. You gotta learn how to do that. I'm fat, I'm slow. I can't learn very well. But with that, I realized that I can get people to help me. I can get people to mentor me, and I can get people to be patient enough to teach me the right way to do it instead of just teaching me. The slower they teach me, the more I pick up, the more details I pick up that nobody else does. That is the benefit to how I learn. So that's what I wanted to share with you, men. I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to share that with you because I know a lot of us are in pain. A lot of us are struggling. And in terms of the red pill rage, I've been there. I'm asking you to put in your time, heal that wound. And then once that wound is healed, you're going to need to go back and figure out what was it that caused you to get that wound in the first place. So like an after action report, so that you won't repeat it again. That's what my want is for you. Guard your heart.